This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, May 14, written by Scott DeVries. Our true family. From Malachi 2. Do we not all have one Father? Did not one God create us? Why do we profane the covenants of our ancestors by being unfaithful to one another? Unity is very important to God. Throughout the Bible, God commands faithfulness and love. God makes and upholds covenants with his people, and he calls us to honor these covenants. God sees all human beings as one family, and he expects us also to see each other and treat each other the same way. In the area where I live, for 2 weeks many churches cover their signs with burlap saying, "One Lord, One Church." This acknowledges that Christians have not been as united as they should be. Unfortunately, disunity is not a new sin in the Church of Jesus Christ. Already in Malachi's time, God's people were breaking faith with each other. Instead of acting like brothers and sisters, they often treated each other like enemies. Jesus came to unite all people. In God's family, there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. When Christ has filled someone's heart, that becomes their identity. Having Christ in our heart is deeper than ethnicity, because we are all created by the same God and rescued from sin through Jesus Christ. The church, God's family, is for everyone adopted by God through Jesus Christ. Christians, let us hold tightly to our brothers and sisters and remain united in God's love. Will you pray with me? Jesus, unite us together in your love. Add many brothers and sisters to us. Forgive us when we treat our spiritual family poorly. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.